made by Leo Varadkar, the Minister for Transport, this morning, because he said that we are going to see an increase in fares and cutbacks to services at CIE because the state transport company has recorded losses of 50 million for last year. It's not as bad as it was back in 2009, but falling passenger numbers, a big deficit in their pensions and a reduction in state subsidies, real big problems for the company. The level of fare increase hasn't been announced, but the minister says that if passenger numbers do not increase, then fares will. It's hard to see how they're going to get more people onto buses and trains when the economy is where it is. Mark Gleeson is the spokesperson for the Rail Users Council. He joins me on the line. Actually, he's in our Dublin studio. Beg your pardon. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon.
First of all, what do you make of the Minister's comments this morning?
Well, the Minister has been very forthright in his comments since he's taken up office, and I think we do need to have a discussion about what kind of public transport service we want. We do need to put a value on it and how much you're willing to pay. The point, of course, is at the moment passengers feel they're paying too much already for what is a poor, disjoint, unconnected service.
When they're not getting value for money and they see the price increase, what's going to happen?
Well, I think only one thing can happen. People will resort to their cars. I mean, we've already seen Dublin Bus and Bus Éireann have lost large numbers of passengers. Irish Rail curiously increased their passenger numbers in 2010 against 2009. So there is some good news there. But I think it is a false economy. What's going to happen here, we're probably going to have a major cutback. The price of oil will go to the roof, and then we'll have a public transport system that's incapable of coping with the demand.
How do they get more people onto the buses? You don't get people onto the buses and onto the trains by increasing prices. You get them on by cutting prices.
You get them on by a combination of providing a reasonable service that's frequent, that's integrated, providing ticketing that makes sense. I mean, in the Dublin context, the integrated smart card is the only thing on the horizon which could save transport in Dublin, really. People, if you have two buses, you have to pay twice. If you're using a bus and a train, you can't get a combined ticket. There's these inconveniences which make life difficult for people. It makes it inconvenient. It adds to the cost. What we've seen in places like London, when integrated tickets came in, the number of people using public transport massively increased in response because it was easier. And that's when we need to focus on that in Ireland. Well, our transport system is archaic. No one has a clue how to use it.
Look, that integrated system is great. We've been talking about it for the last 10 years, but it's a double-edged sword because if you have an integrated ticket, you don't pay as much as you would if you were getting two separate buses and a Lewis.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen most likely is the cash fares for single and returns are going to go up, but the smart card fare will stay more or less around about the current level. The reality is there's a trade-off here. We want to get people on. The only measure of success public transport is actually getting bums on seats. We have there's a huge amount of vacant capacity across the country on public transport. We need to encourage people to use that transport. If we have a ticketing system which makes sense, that will drive users. We've seen that elsewhere. It's worked in London. There's no reason why it shouldn't work here.
You talk about the integrated ticketing system. It could be used as an opportunity to hike the fares, right? If he's saying we need to hike fares anyway, integrated ticketing system comes in, there's the opportunity, and that's how they get it in without anyone grumbling too much.
Well, I think the understanding is that the integrated ticket price will be about the current price. I mean, to take Irish Rail, for example, a smart card single ticket's up to 40 cents cheaper than the cash fare at the moment. So you're going to see a similar kind of balance with the new system, hopefully. And the reality is, I mean, the Minister can talk about increasing fares, but he hasn't got the legal authority to do so. That decision is vested in the National Transport Authority, who have quite clearly stated they're going to refuse Irish Rail any further fare increases on intercity journeys.
Now, look, I'm a guy who gets the train to Dublin a lot. And one of the things I've noticed recently is there has been a lot of changes in the online system for Irish Rail. A lot of prices have gone up. And in some cases now, and I can't understand this for the life of me, it costs more to book a ticket online and collect it at the train station than it does to actually buy the ticket in the train station itself. So is there a lack of joined up thinking with Irish Rail in general when it comes to ticket prices?
I think Irish Rail's ticketing system, anyone who knows it will know it's a complete disaster. At the moment, the National Transport Authority has hired MBA and Booz Company to basically devise a new system. Now, Rail Users Ireland was involved in that. Some of our previous research actually has been incorporated into that study. At the moment, you want to go to, let's say, Sligo. It's 44 single. It's 44 return. That kind of pricing structure is archaic. It has to go. The online pricing structure, Irish Rail changed it. They're definitely chasing money at this point. They've decided they have a market. They're going to see how much they can stretch that market to generate more revenue. The cheap fares are actually there if you go looking for them, but Irish Rail's website doesn't make it anyway easy to find.
But people don't want the Ryanair style of service on the train, do they? They don't want to have to travel at 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon when they really want to get there on a Friday morning. That's not how we want to use the train, but are we being forced into that system with this cheap tickets?
Well, we are to a degree. Now, I mean, to use the example, there were cheap tickets available on the June bank holiday weekend. at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening.
What we have they don't tell you that. They don't really tell you that. You have to go looking, don't you?
You have to go looking, and it's absolutely impossible to find a cheap fare. You look at Airtel's website, you end up having to click all these boxes. And sometimes what's happened to a lot of people, they go in and say, right, let's go to Limerick. They click one box, it says €30 to go to Limerick. Another says €30 back. They say, ah, that's €60. Ah, that's a rip-off. I'm not travelling. The reality is they actually went to the bottom and pushed another button and would tell them it was 50, it was 48. So there's a huge inconvenience factor there. People don't know what the fares are. It's quite dissimilar, unlike, say, Ryanair or Lingus or any other airline, where the law changed that you had to be upfront what your prices are, and they're very visible. So as consumers are being, they're not being able, they can't access the fares because they can't find them.
The problem, again, and not wishing to harp on about Irish Rail, is that, you know, the lack of joined-up thinking sometimes startles me. I remember getting the train to Midleton, one of the commuter services down south here, and I passed by all these vast, empty car parks. And I was wondering, why are they empty? And it's because they have this charge inside in the car park, and as a consequence, people aren't using the train. Completely and utterly self-defeating. How are we going to get through to Irish Rail that if they're going to increase their prices, they're going to have to make sure that people are able to park without costing a fortune? And use the service knowing that it's reliable.
I mean, what is surprising about Midleton is, believe it or not, the passenger numbers there are over 250,000 a year. They're in line with standards. People just aren't parking their cars in the car park. They're abandoning them somewhere else, or they're walking.
They're parking outside Mrs. Murphy's shop, probably, and leaving it there for the day, much to her annoyance.
Yeah, but it's driving the people of Little Island crazy at the moment. The reality, yes, we do need integrated thinking on this. The charge for car parks is an absolute disgrace. Now, in some places, in a town centre, there might be a justification to charge to keep other people out of the car park. But if you give the example of somewhere like Midleton, only people using the train are going to park there. If you take an example of somewhere like Templemore, the station's a mile and a half from the town. No one on earth is going to park there and then walk into their shopping. It comes up over and over again. It's this lack of joined up thinking. And the reality is the government presided over this. They've allowed Irish Rail to do this. And we've got no benefit from it. At least if we're paying for it, we might expect it to be a rent-a-cop on site to make sure the car doesn't get damaged or stolen.
Well, I'm sure they'll tell us that there's plenty of CCTV cameras that are watching it, even if there isn't a single human being there. Just the last question I'm going to put you. What is going to be a fair increase here? A fair increase, if you will. If they have to increase it because of the falling passenger numbers and the pension deficit and the reduction in subsidies, is there any figure you think that rail users and bus users are willing to tolerate?
I don't think anyone we're willing to tolerate. We'd like a reduction. I think the current service does not justify the current prices. Well, we've got to be realistic. Obviously, the minister is going to try to force an increase through somehow. Obviously, I think the whatever the fares, the new integrated ticket for Dublin are, they should be no more than they are current. At least then passengers in the Dublin area and the greater Dublin area would have an opportunity to avoid any increase that happens. What we're going to see elsewhere, Bus Éireann, of course, is virtually across the country, is a commercial operation between cities, so they can set whatever fares they like based on commercial or in competition requirements. On Irish Rail, we'll have to wait for the National Transport Authority to come back. Why on earth it's the same fare from Tralee to Dublin as it is from Tralee to Dundalk, that is something that will have to be resolved. And potentially people are going to have to pay more on some routes, but in certain cases, in other routes, people will pay less. So We do need to balance the system. I think any unfairness, say for instance someone going from Balbriggan to Greystones is I think €4.50, but from Gormanston to Balbriggan, which is 2.5 miles, they pay €4.70. But it's 20 miles, it's 25 miles versus 2 miles. Those kind of things have to be resolved. Some people might pay more, but other people would pay less. And I think that's what we need, is fairness first before we start talking about any percentage increases.
Well, in all fairness, Irish Rail are very good in recent times at changing schedules to perhaps facilitate people a little bit better. Maybe they might need to rip up the old fares schedule and structure and start again. Mark Leeson, spokesperson for Rail Users Council in Ireland. Thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon, Mark. Just two quick texts. Justin from Dublin says the Lewis is a perfect example of what happens when you provide a great service that runs on time. People will use it, says Justin. And Mike says, Jonathan, people will ignore trains if they keep increasing prices. Raise prices equals less passengers. Right, coming up next, we'll have a report from the High Court in relation to that Start Properties judgment. That's on the way next.
Lunchtime, with thanks to Bord Gáis Energy on News Talk 106 to 108.